Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about OpenAI's groundbreaking new image generator. It's not just about making pretty pictures anymore, folks.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. So what's the big deal with this new generator? Is it like those AI art things that make all those interesting images?
It can do that, but that's not the main point. This is about practicality. Think legible text, accurate object placement. Things previous generators struggled with. Imagine creating a mock advertisement with clear text and perfect composition.
Wait, legible text? That's huge. Those other generators were notorious for their, shall we say, creative typography. So who's OpenAI targeting with this tool?
That's a great question. They're going after both professional designers and casual users, which is a pretty ambitious strategy, wouldn't you say?
Ambitious is an understatement. Going up against Adobe Photoshop and Canva, that's a David and Goliath story waiting to happen, times two, especially since Adobe already has a strong grip on the professional market with their AI tools. Convincing established users to switch is a tough sell.
Absolutely. David Raschino from Irreverent Labs makes a similar point in the article, right? He's skeptical about professionals switching. But the casual market is a different beast. Canva users might be enticed by the speed and quality OpenAI offers. Imagine whipping up social media visuals in seconds. No more fiddling around with templates.
True. But will it be good enough to replace a dedicated design platform? Or will it just become another tool in the arsenal, like those quick image generators we use now? I'm also curious about the technical advancements mentioned in the article. Something about binding.
Right. Binding is the ability of the generator to understand where objects should be placed in an image. Think of a hot dog stand sign. Older generators might have placed it randomly, but this one can correctly position it above the cart. Pretty impressive, right?
Seriously impressive. I'm picturing all those disastrous early AI images where everything was just off. It sounds like OpenAI has solved a key problem.
Exactly. And they've demonstrated this with examples. Cocktail recipes with legible text, comic strips with accurate speech bubbles, instructional diagrams. This really points to a shift from artistic expression to practical application. Remember the quote from Gabe Goh, the lead designer. A new tool for communication.
I see. Interesting. So it's less about beautiful art, as Kenji Hata puts it, and more about making images work for you. I have to say I'm a little torn. Part of me loves the surreal, unexpected nature of AI art, but the potential for practical applications is undeniable.
I understand that sentiment, but I think there's still room for both. This new generator can still create stunning visuals, but it also gives you the control to make something genuinely useful. Think website mock-ups, product prototypes, even educational materials. The possibilities seem endless.
You're right. The potential is huge, and the fact that they're integrating it with the video generator Sora and GPT-4o, that opens up even more creative avenues.
Absolutely. Plus, the advancements OpenAI has made will push other AI companies to up their game. This kind of competition can only lead to better and more accessible tools for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. So while the art world might mourn the loss of surrealist AI oddities, the rest of us can celebrate the dawn of practical, high-quality image generation.
Well said. And that brings us to the end of our discussion. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.